Lazarus, when he was raised from the grave, amen, he was raised, and as he was brought forth, he was wrapped in those dead clothes. He was wrapped in those rags of the grave, and Jesus called for him, "I got to be loose from those dead man's clothes." Amen. Sometimes we don't want to take the time to unwrap individuals. I got that's been in the tomb long enough until they stink. Amen. Sometimes we don't want to have the patience. I got to unwrap a soul that's been wound up and tied up in sin. We don't want to take the time. I got we want them to come down looking like sin, and we want them coming up looking like holiness. Amen. We want them in the altar. I got we want them to come and get saved, but a lot of us want them to get sanctified before they get saved. Amen. I got if they're not, come on now. Amen. We don't want to take the time to unwrap that dead clothes because it stinks by now. I got just like Lazarus. We don't want to take the time to see the beauty, amen, of a healed individual that lays. My God, what a testimony. That's right under dead man's clothes. What a testimony. My God, have mercy. Amen. What a testimony. My God, that's right under the rags. What a testimony. My God, what a, my God, have mercy. I got a testimony that's going to tell the world that he's still the resurrection and alive. I got a testimony that's still going to say, I got he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I got, but you got to get him out of the rags first. Oh yes, amen. I feel in the tug right here. I want you to come on with me. Amen. So they rejected her. She was an outcast like this woman in the Song of Solomon. I'll let you know something. Amen. I was an outcast. Amen. Before God saved me, I was hidden in the rags of sin. I was hidden in the rags of ungodliness. I was hidden in the rags. I got you. Couldn't see the beauty. If you'd have looked at him, you said, no way. I got that's going to be a preacher under there. No way. Amen. That's going to be a worshiper under there. No way. Amen. Is anything going to come out of them rags? I'm glad. Amen. God knows what's under the rags. I said, I'm glad. And I know God knows what's under the rags. But you couldn't see the potential in me. God knew the potential in me. Amen. When you couldn't see what God wanted to do, God had a plan the whole time. All you see is the rags, and under these rags is a move of God. Amen. All you see are rags, and under these rags, our God is a move of God. I want to tell you tonight, don't judge me by my rags. Oh yes. Amen. They rejected her. Amen. She was an outcast. Amen. They made her labor. Amen. That woman in the first chapter of the Song of Solomon, she said, they made me to keep the keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard have I not kept. Sin made you a servant, and all the labor you did never made you any better. Hallelujah. Amen. Sin makes you a servant, and you labor and you labor and you work and you labor, and you never make yourself any better. You only get worse. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyards have I not kept. Amen. Cinderella was a hard worker. Amen. But she never got any better. That's right. Amen. I'm going to preach this. Amen. Whether hell likes it or not. Amen. Hey God. Amen. I'm telling you, Cinderella, I got the Cinderella sitting on this church pew tonight. There's a Cinderella in the pulpit tonight. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sin made me a servant. Amen. Sin made me a laborer. And it never got any better. But one day there came an invitation from the king to my house. And the king said, you're invited. Amen. To come into my presence. You're invited. We know the story. Amen. There was an invitation given. heaven. God, for all of the household to be invited to the ball. Amen. Cinderella was allowed to go. Amen. But there were many ifs. God, if she was going to go, if you're going to go, you're going to have to find you some clothes. God, if you're going to go, you're going to have to find you some chores. There is always a legitimate reason why we can't go.
Right.
God, that devil will always give you a good excuse on why you can't go. He'll always give you a good excuse on why you can't make it. He'll always give you a good excuse on why you can't be what other people are. God, he'll always give you a legitimate reason on what you, my God, but she tried anyway and she pushed anyway. God, the story says that her friends, the rats, made her a dress and tried to dress herself, amen, and tried to make it on her own. How many times have we tried to make it on our own? God, but when she came to the door, she was met by those stepsisters who mocked and stripped her dress. I tried to do it in myself. Song of Solomon 5:7 said, the watchmen that went about the city found me. They smoked me. They wounded me. The keeper of the walls took away my veil from me. I've got, how many of you tried to make it? How many of you tried to get there? How many of you tried to get up? I got, but you were wounded. You were bruised. I got, the devil took your veil away and stripped you of what you were.
Right. Oh, God. Help us.
And the story goes that
Jesus,
she ran into the garden.
All right.
And she began to cry.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Just like Jesus ran into the garden.
All right.
He began to cry.
All right.
Amen. In that garden, we all recognize the garden as that place. Amen. Where we got to get things settled.
All right.
God have mercy.
Yes.
Amen. We recognize the garden as a place, amen, where Jesus, it was the night that mastered the master. It was the place that got him prepared, God, for the cross. Amen. And the story says that when she ran to the garden, something happened in the garden. Amen. Listen, we don't believe in fairy godmothers, and we don't believe in magic. Amen. That's right. We don't believe in that. Amen. But something happened in the garden. Amen. In the mundane, and the little things and the insignificant things of her life. Amen. All of a sudden started to become beautiful. Amen. Her pumpkin turned into a carriage and her rats turned into chauffeurs. Amen. The other animals turned into horses. Amen. All of a sudden those little things, those little mundane, insignificant things of her life started to become beautiful. Now, I don't know how it happened to you, but when there was a transformation in my life, when I made it to the garden, amen, and there was a change in my life, I got, little things became beautiful. Amen. Little things that were so insignificant became very important. I didn't know the value of family. I got, until I went to the garden, I didn't know the value, I got, of what it is to know Jesus until I went to the garden and there was a transformation in my life. And the things I paid no attention to, and now I'm thanking God for, and the things I overlooked in sin, I got, are glorious in my sight tonight. Amen. The simple little things I got of her life became very beautiful.
Yes.
That little Shunammite woman.
All right.
She said, I am black.
Yes.
But
yes.
Comely.
But comely. Come on. Come on.
My blackness,
oh, God,
is beautiful.
All right. All right.
See?
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. But one thing stands out.
All right.
In the story. One thing stands out about the transformation Amen. Her pumpkin turns into a carriage. And her mice turn into this. And there's a beautiful rags are turned into a beautiful robe. Amen. But there's one thing significant. Amen. About that. And that she, amen, was able to put on glass slippers. Amen. Glass slippers was very important. Amen. You've got to understand glass is transparent and it's pure. This represents a point in your Christian life. Amen. It's that walk that you have. Amen. When you were first transformed. Amen. It's transparent and it's pure. Amen. That's right. It's innocent and it's pure. Amen. How many remember when you were walking in glass slippers? How many remember when God come into your life and changed your life and you were walking soft before Him and you felt His presence in your life and you felt the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus in your life? Amen. How many remember what it was? I got to walk in glass slippers and know what it is to know God. I got in the beauty. I got of just being saved. I caught Him. Mercy, help us tonight. I don't know about you, but I believe that there's a lot of people in this house. They forgot what it was to walk in glass slippers.
All right. All right. All right. Help us, Jesus.
They forgot what it was to walk in the pureness and the newness of serving the Lord. The pureness and the newness of serving God. The innocence of just being transformed. God have mercy. And it's turned into something else to you. And religion has been made something more to you. When you first got saved, it wasn't nothing more than a transformation. God, it wasn't about who knew who you was. God, what your name was. It was all about walking in glass slippers. Amen. It wasn't about what church you went to or who your pastor was. It was all about walking in glass slippers. It wasn't a matter who was preaching the morning services of camp meeting. It was all about walking in glass slippers. And I don't know about you, but I'd like to see a revival tonight of people walking in glass slippers again. I'd like to see a revival tonight. I got a people getting back to the pureness and the innocence of just serving God. When we started making it other things, is when we got discouraged. When we started making it other things, is when we got wore out with religion. When we started making it something more, is when we started losing hope. Thank God. God, I want to walk in glass slippers. I want to walk in that newness of life. I want to walk in that purity and that innocence.
Yes. Yes. Praise God.
Walking in glass slippers. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Walking softly before God.
All right.
When I got saved, I knew something about Pentecost.
All right.
Grew up in an old church of God. I used to mock the women shouting.
All right.
I didn't know much more about it than that. But I'm telling you, I got saved. And I started serving God, walking in glass slippers.
All right.
Amen, that's right. And I began to serve the Lord. Somebody told me I needed the Holy Ghost. Needed to get filled with the Holy Ghost. I started walking softly. You know why? I didn't want there to be anything in my life that would keep me from being filled with the Holy Ghost. But you want to know where my trouble's been? It's when I tried to make it something more than just walking in. Am I making any sense tonight? I tried to make it something more. I know some of you are looking at me crazy. That's all right. Amen. Because when you get to walking in glass slippers, I remember a story. A woman stood up in a church. She stood up and she said, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how wonderful I think you are." Amen. Somebody stood up after that. She said, "I want what she's got."
All right.
Why? How can somebody get excited about twinkle, twinkle, little star? How can somebody get excited about something so simple and so mundane? I'll tell you why. Because they're walking in glass slippers. Amen. They ain't learned no better. That's right. I think the problem with a lot of us is that we've learned better to shout, and we've learned better to worship, and we've learned better to rejoice, and we've learned better to obey God, and we quit walking in glass slippers. God have mercy, help us, Holy Ghost. Amen. Now she can go into the presence of the Prince. At God's Song of Solomon 1 and 7, tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? Amen. Can't you see her walking in her glass slippers? She's walking.
Yes, sir.
She's steady.
Yes, sir.
She's transformed. She's brand new. You got to understand, you were there one time. If you're saved tonight,
all right.
You were there one time.
Right.
Why is it so tight in this service?
All right. Come on, brother. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, brother.
Why is it so tight in this service?
Come on, brother. Come on. Come on, brother.
It ain't been tight the whole revival like
this.
Come on,
brother. Come on. Come on, brother. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can see her as she enters into the palace.
Right.
For the very first time.
Right.
She finds her seat over by herself. Because she don't know the princes.
All right.
She don't know the kings.
Yeah.
She's not a part of the cliques.
All right.
And the pigs.
All right.
She's just walking in glass slippers.
Walking. Right.
And she sits there by herself.
Yeah.
And she's content to sit alone. Because she's just glad to be here. There was a time in your walk with God, you were just glad to be here. That's right. There was a time when you were saved and God moved in your life. You were just glad to be in the house of God. You weren't concerned about this preacher knowing your name, and you weren't concerned about this denomination, and you weren't concerned about, amen, this standard or that standard. You were just glad to be here. My God, you didn't know nothing about church politics. You didn't know a deacon could vote a pastor out. You didn't understand that there were councils that were running up the fast. You didn't understand that all you were doing was sitting there in your glass slippers, amen, because you were just glad to be there. That's right, amen. That's right, amen. We didn't know nothing about how preachers fight one another and how churches fight one another. We didn't know nothing about that, amen. We didn't know nothing about, amen, critics in the pew and, amen, jokers in the pulpit. We didn't know nothing about that. Oh, we didn't know. No, all we knew was that I'm walking in glass slippers and I'm just glad to be here, amen. I'm just glad to be in His presence. I'm just glad to be in revival. I'm just glad to be in a place where I feel God moving. God, it doesn't matter what the text is. It doesn't matter who the preacher is. I'm just glad to be here. It doesn't matter if it's blue carpet or red carpet. I'm just glad to be here. It doesn't matter. Amen, Lord. I'm just glad I got to know who He is. I'm just glad to have had the invitation. I'm just glad to be walking in glass slippers. I'm just glad to be here.
Just glad to be in God's presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I ain't worried Hallelujah. About nothing else. She's not worried about pats on the back.
Come on.
She's not worried about compliments on her dress. She's just glad to be here.
To be
Amen. She ain't worried about whether or not Brother Marty takes her out to eat tomorrow. Amen.
Right.
Amen. She's just glad to be here. Right. Amen. She's not worried. Amen. Whether or not Brother Luke's got a new message I've never heard of before. She's just glad to be here.
Right.
Amen. She's going to worship. Amen. She's going to be like that Syrophoenician woman.
Yes.
Amen. She said, Jesus, I need you to help me. Yes. Jesus didn't say nothing to her. But the Bible says she came and worshiped. What does that mean? She said, I'm going to thank you even if you ignore me. I'm just glad to be in your presence. I'm just glad to be where you are. I'm just glad to be able to call on your name. I'm not worried about the color on the wall. I'm just glad to be here.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just glad to be here.
Now,
yes,
we have to drag ourselves to Sunday school if we make it.
All All right.
We come in and flop down on the pew.
All right.
Brother Daniel says, stand. Come to the choir.
All right.
Stand, pray. Prayer request.
All
right. Stand, take up the offering.
Right.
Amen. Everybody's standing because somebody's singing good. Stand again.
All right.
Amen. And by the time we do this about 10 times,
right,
our nerves are so wore out because we are just not glad to be here.
All right. Glad to be here, Jesus.
But you give me,
hallelujah,
a drug addict out of the crack house.
All right. Right. Right.
That were hidden under the rags of sin.
Right. Right.
You transform them.
Yes.
And let them walk in glass slippers.
All right.
They'll out worship you, holiness folks.
Yeah.
They'll out shout you, holiness folks.
Yeah.
That's right. They'll be praising God while you're ready to go home. You got better things to do. They ain't got nothing better to do. Come on, they laid out 3 o'clock in the morning high on drugs. They lay out in the church house 4 o'clock in the morning. Amen. You know why? Amen. Because I don't know no better than just a walking glass slipper. I'm glad to be out of where I was. I'm glad I'm not scrubbing the floor of sin. I'm glad I'm not mopping the crack house floor. I'm glad just to be in the house of God. I'm glad to be out of what I was. I'm just glad to be. Just glad to be where God is,
right,
and to be where God's people are.
Right.
And she's standing there, she's sitting there. Amen. She finds her seat. She doesn't know the cliques.
All right.
She has no idea about the politics.
All right.
She has no idea that this woman over here don't like her hair hanging down her back.
All right. All right.
And this one don't like her hair being up in a bun. And this one over here don't like them, amen, going to Six Flags. And this one likes them going to Six Flags. And she don't know nothing about that.
All right. All right. All right.
Now, you got to understand, you got to have an anchor.
Right.
You've got to know what you believe in.
Right.
You've got to live a sanctified life.
Right.
You've got to have convictions.
Right.
Amen. If you're without convictions, you're a boat tossed on the sea. You'll be destroyed any time.
Right.
Amen. But when you're saved and walking in glass slippers and you're innocent, amen. Listen, I'm not looking around, amen, trying to figure out what you're wearing, what you're not wearing, what you're doing, what you're not. Amen. I'm just trying to get in God's presence. I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to be here. I'm just glad, amen, that amen, we started revival last Thursday. We're still in the house of God this Tuesday. Amen. I'm just glad to know, amen, that God's about to save some folks and deliver some people. I'm just glad to know we've already seen people saved, already seen them filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm just glad to be here. You remember when you wanted to go to revival every night?
All right.
And it didn't matter where it was.
Right.
You would drive to go to revival.
Yes,
you would drive to be in the house of God.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
It didn't matter if it was work day or play day at the house of God.
Yes, sir.
You just wanted to be there.
She's
just happy to be here.
Right.
She's just glad to be there.
Right.
And there she is. She's beautiful.
Right.
She's beautiful.
Right.
She's beautiful with her glass slippers on.
Right.
That's right. Amen. The Bible said that God will beautify the meek with salvation.
Right. Right.
Amen. She's beautiful sitting there.
Right.
And the prince has his choice of all these princesses.
Yeah.
All these maids and all these great women.
Yes.
He sees a little woman sitting over by herself.
All right.
She's just glad to be there.
Glad to be there.
Amen. Can't you see the prince walk over to her and say, may I have this dance?
All right. All right. Jesus.
Can I take you by the hand and take you somewhere with me?
All right. All right.
All these other folks are too busy to dance.
All right.
But can I take you by the hand and show you some things.
All right.
You see, what happens is we get so busy,
right,
with all of this chatter,
right,
and the prince is looking for a dance,
right, right.
But he comes to one group and they're giggling and gossiping, and he says,
"All right,
I'm not looking for that."
All right.
And he comes to one group and says, "They're joking and boasting of their great riches," and he says, "I'm not looking for that."
All right.
It doesn't matter how good they look on the outside, their attitude makes them ugly.
Right, right.
That's right. Amen. Praise God. And he looks around and he finds this little girl, this young lady, and he takes her by the hand. Can I dance with you? It would be a privilege to be able to dance with you. The Shunammite woman said, "Draw me. We will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee." The prince pulls her to the dance floor, and now she's dancing with the prince. Amen. That's the period of time, amen, where you walk with God and you felt that closeness with God. I got, that's the time in your experience, I got, when you felt like God's breath was on your neck. It was the time in your Christian walk, amen, when you felt like God was so near. Amen. I want to know what happened, I got, to you on the dance floor. Amen. When's the last time you felt the closeness, amen, of God down your neck? When's the last time you felt like you were in his embrace? Amen. And you knew he was right there, and you knew he was ever close. Do you remember the time you were on the dance floor? Those times of dancing with God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Dancing.
God, I thank you, Jesus.
I've never been a dancer.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, good dancer.
Thank you, Jesus.
But they tell me that a good dancer, a good couple, number one, needs a good lead man.
All right.
And that dancer doesn't have to whisper in his partner's ear for them to understand what to do next.
All right.
That all it takes is a little pressure of a hand.
All right.
And they know how to sway and to stoop. Right. When's the last time that you felt that closest with God?
Oh, God?
All it took was a little pressure of his hand. And you knew, no, I'm not going there. Yes, I'll do this. Yes, we'll go over here. Yes, I'll obey you, God. Yes, I'll sing a special song. Yes, I'll do your work. Yes, I'll testify. Yes, I'll witness to that lost soul. When's the last time you were so close to him and all it took was a little move of his hand? I got it. You knew what to do next. Amen. What happened? What happened? I called, what happened?
God, I love you.
He's so close. He's right there. And here she is. She don't care who's watching, because she didn't care before who was watching. She don't care who's looking, because she wasn't worried about opinions in the first place. She was just glad to be there. And whether she's dancing or not, she's still going
to
be there. And whether she's on the dance floor or in the parlor, she's still going
to
be there.
To
oh,
be
God. Amen. She felt that closeness. Ain't revival preaching, is it? Amen. She felt that closeness. Amen. But right in the middle of the dance, right in the middle of it all, I got right in the middle of that closeness. Amen. Right, listen, you got to apply this to your life. Right in the middle of that close ball. Right in the middle of her feeling the closeness of it. I mean, the prince had pulled her close to him. I mean, she felt his heartbeat. Amen. She felt his breath. Amen. She heard him whisper. I got, but in the middle of it all, midnight struck. Midnight struck. We all have those midnights that strike in our lives.
Yes, we do.
Those dark experiences.
Yes, we do.
Those hard times.
Yes, we do.
And you know the purpose and the plan of those things is for us to pull in close to him.
All right. All right.
But what do? We turn.
All right.
and we run away. They are to drive us into His presence, but so many times, amen, they drive us away from His presence. Amen, we feel like when we make a mistake and when we fail, amen, that it's not ever going to be the same again. But I want you to understand, we find at the end of the story, amen, she didn't understand. Cinderella doesn't understand that the prince is not in love with her dress. And the prince is not in love with her hair.
All right.
And the prince is not even in love with her shoes.
All right.
But when he finds her later, she ain't got no shoes.
Right.
And she ain't got no dress.
Right.
Amen. But he didn't fall in love with her dress. Right. And he didn't fall in love with her hair. And he fell in love with her.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you that even when midnight strikes, he ain't in love with what you do. He's in love with who you are. Amen. He's not.